Good morning. Welcome to Biblical Truths, the daily radio broadcast of Fellowship Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia, and home of Calvary Christian School. I'm Pastor Bob Shaw, interim pastor here at the church. Thanks so much for joining us as we look at the Bible, God's Word, together. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Bible says, "And when he had found him," that's Barnabas finding Saul of Tarsus, "he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." This occurred some 11 years after the founding of the church at Pentecost. It occurred around 44 AD. So up until that point, believers were not called Christians. They were called disciples, followers of Christ, followers of the Nazarene, or followers of that way, several things. But by the time of 44 AD, there in the city of Antioch, before the Apostle Paul set out on his missionary journeys, they began to call them Christians. So the question this morning that I would like to address throughout the week is this question: what is a Christian? When I was a young man dating a young lady, my future wife, we went to a revival meeting together at her home church. The preacher preached, gave an invitation. In other words, at the end of the message, he gave an opportunity for people to come and to make a decision to accept Christ as their Savior. I stood in that invitation, and the pastor left the pulpit. He came back through the church to the pew where I was standing. And he leaned into the pew, looked me right in the face, and he asked me this question. He said, "Bob, are you a Christian?" Immediately, I answered, "Yes, I am." He turned and went back to the pulpit. He dismissed the service. My future wife and I left, got in the car to go back to the house. And I said to her, "What is a Christian? I'm not even sure what a Christian is." So for that night and the next day, I was a troubled young man. I knew I'd lied to the preacher. I had told him I was a Christian. I didn't even know what a Christian was. The next night, I decided to go back. So I went back that evening. He was standing at the door. I walked up to him, and I took his hand, and I shook it, and I said, "I guess you know that I lied to you last night." And he said, "Yes, sir. Do you want to do something about it?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And that night, I went forward in the invitation to accept Christ as my Savior into my life. So that brings us back to the question, what is a Christian? Many call themselves Christians for various reasons. Some call themselves Christian because they go to a church, and some are members of a church. Some call themselves Christian because they were born into a Christian home. Their parents were Christians. Some call them Christians because they were baptized. Some call them themselves Christians because they live in America, a, quote, Christian nation. But someone has said this: going to church no more makes you a Christian than walking into a garage makes you a car. Now, we laugh at that, but it's a point well taken. Just because we go doesn't mean we're Christians. So that brings us back to our question: what is a Christian? And the only way we can find that the answer to that question is by looking at the Word of God, the Bible, and what it has to say. In other words, according to the Bible, how do you become a Christian? What does a Christian look like? What does a Christian do? How does a Christian live? And the only way we can answer those questions is by going to the Bible, the Word of God. We plan to do that throughout the week as we look at this question. But we ask you as we close this morning, are you a Christian? And if not, are you interested? Would you want to become a Christian? Let me thank you for listening to us today. Let me encourage you, if you are listening, to contact us and let us know at 362-8315. You can either call or you can text. And if you would, we would appreciate it very much just to hear from you. So again, thank you for listening, and I trust that you'll have a great day.